Let's leave our coverage of affairs in Paris for a while now and head to the Northern Territory, where the Parliament is set to debate a controversial plan to create Australia's first fully-fledged online paedophile register. The proposed Daniel's Law is named after Queensland child sex victim Daniel Morcombe. The Northern Territory government argues it will help protect children from sexual predators, but critics are warning it could place children at greater risk. Cathy Van Exel has more.
The proposed legislation, announced a year ago, is called Daniel's Law, in memory of 12-year-old Daniel Morcombe, whose killer, Brett Peter Cowan, was first convicted of gross indecency in the Northern Territory in 1994. It's modelled on Megan's Law in the US and has the strong support of the Morcombe family. If passed, it'll pave the way for a searchable public website containing serious sex offenders' details, including their name, photo, physical description, regional location, and details of their criminal record. Daniel's Law has attracted controversy not only in the Northern Territory but nationally, with criticism from the legal sector and former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Other states and territories have refused to allow access to their sex offender data. Northern Territory Attorney General John Elferink told ABC local radio that Department of Justice bureaucrats have scoured court and criminal records manually to get around that roadblock.
We've got a way around that, and we found a way around it. It's caused us a minor delay. But from my perspective, and I can tell you the perspective of mums and dads out there, is that they want to know who these people are, and they want to know where they are in their community. And we as a government have been listening to those mums and dads, and we've got a response for them.
But NT Criminal Lawyers Association President Russell Goldflam warns there's a danger victims of child abuse will be worse off under Daniel's Law.
There'll be less reporting of sexual abuse of children, which means that perpetrators will have more chance of being able to continue to commit the offences. And by going out on a limb like this, the Northern Territory government has distanced itself from every other jurisdiction in Australia. The Commonwealth meetings of all the Attorneys General have discussed these sorts of websites, and every Attorney General in Australia except the Northern Territory has decided that these laws are not appropriate, they don't achieve anything, and they're not going to do it. And there's a real risk that the Northern Territory will not be able to have its information about child sex offenders shared with the other states in the way that currently occurs, and that'll make it harder to keep track of child sex offenders when they are in the community.
Russell Goldflam warns the Territory risks undermining the current national register used by police to keep track of pedophiles.
There's a national agency called CrimTrack, and it operates the Australian National Child Offender Register, ANCOR. Every child sex offender all around Australia is placed on ANCOR, and there are laws in all of the states and territories, very similar in each part of Australia, which require offenders to report to police when they move, when they change employment, when they change their appearance and so on, in some cases for their whole lives, but in many cases for up to 15 years. And if they leave one part of Australia and go to another part of Australia, then they have to report into the other state where they're going to. I'm worried that if Daniel's Law is brought in, despite the objections of the rest of the country and the disagreement of the authorities that are responsible for these things in other parts of Australia, they might cease to cooperate in sharing the information which is currently shared with the Northern Territory, and the integrity of ANCOR could be under some sort of threat.
Legal groups are also concerned about the risk of vigilantism, particularly in a small population like the Territory. The Attorney General says the proposed legislation includes protections.
The legislation prevents or prohibits vigilante behaviour, and it makes it a defence. So we don't encourage vigilante behaviour. What it does, however, is arm people with information to protect their children. And I can tell you, ask the mums and dads out there what they think of this, and they are, I won't say universally, but close to universally supportive of this, because they don't care about the paedophile's rights. They care about their kids, and that's what this is about.
Russell Goldflam doesn't believe the protections are strong enough.
Having read the offence provisions, they're not going to be effective, and there'll be no way of preventing offenders who are living in a house in a street somewhere in the Northern Territory from being targeted, their families being targeted. Of course, most child sex offences are committed within the family. So ironically and tragically, in many cases, the victims themselves will become part of the target.
The bill is expected to be debated in the Territory Parliament on Thursday. Labor is opposed, meaning the minority government needs the support of the crossbench. Independent Kezia Purick says she won't give her vote.
It is bad law. A vast array of experts, legal people, the Information Commissioner has come out and said it is not good law. The Children's Commissioner has said it is not good law. Through COAG, the Attorney General's also said this is not good. It should not be done. It will actually bring detriment to victims. Only today I spoke to one of my constituent mothers who has a child who was a victim of sexual abuse, and she is mortified to know that the photo of the man who abused her child will be on public display. He still lives in the community where she lives. She's concerned that her son will again be severely traumatised. What has to be noted, most sexual abuse of young people is within a family structure or children in care. Putting people on a public website, is that going to stop the tragedy that was witnessed in Queensland? Most people say no, it won't. No one will take away from the Morgan family or any other family for that matter who has lost a child in similar circumstances. No one. But this is not what that's about. This is about trying to implement legislation that will not work. I think the government would be better to turn their attention and resources to ensuring that our children are safe. The police and the child welfare people and groups of that nature are adequately resourced to deal with sometimes what can be considered an epidemic in our community.
That's Kezia Purick. She's a member of the Northern Territory Parliament, independent MLA in the Northern Territory Parliament, ending that report from Cathy Van Exel.